Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
The other eight of the fruit mentioned in Galatians chapter 5 must come through the one called gentleness.
Bishop Clark says gentleness is the key in displaying and using our spiritual gifts.
If it's faith, you must be gentle with your faith. If it's love, you must be gentle. If it's peace, you must be gentle. No harsh, hardcore, I'm just helping you to get what God has for you. And moving like that when you don't even understand gentleness, when people are hurting, they're broken, they don't know what time it is, and we're just running through them all of the time. We must start functioning with some gentleness when we're pushing out fruit.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to the Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark continues teaching us how to discover what our spiritual gifts are, how to use them, and what their importance is in the body of Christ. Let's turn once again to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 7, as Bishop Clark concludes the message, Assess Your Spiritual Gifts.
Let me just help you. Craftiness will always satisfy and gratify the user of craftiness. When wisdom will edify everyone in the house, not only in the house, but even the extended family. Wisdom makes your hair grow. It don't just stop growing when it gets to your back. It keeps growing. The hair grows throughout the house. It goes out of the windows into the community. And she cries in the streets, saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? That's what wisdom is crying, glory to God. And craftiness is limited to the house. It only functions with the person who has it through their charisma. And everybody leaves bleeding when the charisma person leaves town. But God wants those with wisdom to edify the entire land. You tap into that force called wisdom, glory to God. And she will not be comforted. She's not hidden somewhere under a rock. She's already standing up. She's expanding herself. She's crying in the concourse. She's crying in the streets. She was peeking over his shoulder when he laid out the universe. And if you want to build something, you got to get wisdom on your side. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. Let me calm down. I'm talking about the gift. Over to God, hallelujah. Come here, sister, quickly. Help me. The charisma gifts are given by the grace of God and glorifies God. For every believer, you can have a gift. It is also needed by the church of Jesus Christ. It is needed by the church of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much. The church needs you to begin to function, not just in your talent, but in that miraculous faculty that God has put on the inside of you. Talents are learned skills. And you have the ability, if you practice piano, I would like to see more young people coming up with as a son of Asaph or daughter of Asaph to learn to play skillfully. And you can start now. One of the greatest things you can do before buying an iPad is take them to piano lessons. They need to learn how to work with something or blowing a horn or something like that. It's going to be noisy in the house, beating a drum, pow, 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 I'm tired of all that. But you need to get them involved so they can get some things done. Glory to God. And God wants us to be able to move beyond talents, remember that, into a miraculous flow. Usually talents are self-gratifying too. When you use your talent, you want people to say, you did a good job. You kind of get let down when they don't. But when you use your gift, it edifies everybody. You will be blessed, and so will the people you use the gift with. Let's look at spiritual gifts versus spiritual fruit. You'll find the gifts in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. The gifts, it's more than just 5. And all 9. You find them in Romans 12, find it in Romans 12, verses 6 through 8. It's right there on the screen. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Then he goes on to talk about those gifts, prophecy being number 1. These gifts are seen in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's easy to remember. Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 8 through 11. Also verse 28 of Romans, I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 12. And also in Ephesians chapter 4, we have the gifts given to the church, the fivefold ministry gifts. But the fruit is mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, starting at verse 22. And very, very edifying for you to understand that there is a difference between gifts and the fruit of the Spirit. Let me just help you. I don't have time to teach on it. But there are 9 gifts of the Spirit. 8 of the 9 must go through the one called gentleness. I want you to begin to see gentleness as a conduit that births the gifts into the body or into your life. And we should have a manifestation of all 9 of the fruit of the Spirit of God. You may not have a manifestation of all of the gifts because he gives them out to whom he will, but all of us should manifest fruit of the Spirit. The other eight of the fruit mentioned in Galatians chapter 5 must come through the one called gentleness. If it's faith, you must be gentle with your faith. If it's love, you must be gentle. If it's peace, you must be gentle. No harsh, hardcore, I'm just helping you to get what God has for you. And moving like that when you don't even understand gentleness, when people are hurting, they're broken, they don't know what time it is, and we're just running through them all of the time. We must start functioning with some gentleness when we're pushing out fruit. Glory to God. When we're dealing with people who came out of hell and high water, when they came out of abortions and molestations and all kinds of issues, when they had their head almost knocked off, when they were crucified by families, we need to make sure that we're gentle when we display the kingdom of God and the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit when we deal with these people. Glory to God. So don't bring your rap style in the house of God and just talking like that when you're dealing with the people of God. If you come up here, I need to see finesse in your life. Let me see some gentleness when you deal with these people, because we got to be able to switch up sometimes. Come on. You got to be gentle in your house. You got to be gentle on your job. When you're working out, go ahead and hulk it. But when you're dealing with people, you need to be gentle. Man, I'm preaching tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so let's make sure we understand the difference between the two. Please read up on the fruit of the Spirit. Let's focus now on spiritual gifts. Let's focus on spiritual gifts. There are 4 key passages, and I share them with you. Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, Ephesians 4, but also add 1 Peter 4. Read 1 Peter 4 as an assignment this week. 1 Peter chapter 4 is going to talk to you about spiritual gifts. They're different kinds, but the same Spirit. Different kinds, but the same Lord. There are different kinds, but the same God. What is he trying to say? Just because your gift is different doesn't mean gentleness goes out. It's the same Lord that's working. It's the same God. It's the same Father who's working all in all and through you all by the same Spirit. And that Spirit doesn't change just because we got different personalities. We must submit our personality to God when we operate in the gifts. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so gifts, you'll find it, gifts are there. We also have gifts of service, and then we have gifts of workings. We have gifts. And then we have gifts for service, and then gifts for workings. The gifts are designed to operate or function as an extension of the word. What I'm about to say right now is very important to you. God gave me this, and I need to share it with you. Thank you, Lord. And that is, the gifts are designed by God to operate or function as an extension, watch this, of the word of God dwelling in your heart richly. Let me say it again. The operation, the function of the gift operates and functions as an extension of the word of God dwelling richly in your heart even by the same Spirit. So gifts are never supposed to function without a sense of knowing word. Right now, there's a disconnect with gifts and words. Just a little word, but all the gift magnified. People going crazy. But you need to understand now, the gifts are supposed to function as an extension of the bedrock of word that's in your life, that's functioning in you. Listen, richly. Richly. We're coming right out of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16. For in him all things, even gifts, for in him all things were created, things in heaven and things on earth, visible and even invisible. Look at the word, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. Glory to God. And you need to understand all things. And he wants the word of God to dwell in our hearts richly. What is the opposite of richly? Poorly. Let me help you with something here. Let the word of God dwell in your heart richly. So how can the word of God dwell in my heart richly? How can the word of God dwell in my heart? How is it supposed to dwell in my heart richly? Well, only by meditating on the word of God and speaking or confessing the word of God constantly will you see the word of God dwell in your heart richly. If you don't confess or meditate on the word, that means that the word is in soil that's impoverished. The soil of your heart doesn't have nutrients in it. You haven't meditated or cultivated the culture or cultivated the soil of your heart so the word can dwell in richly. That's why you can get a message on Sunday, but you don't confess it. You start reading and playing and singing songs and complaining and don't get in the word, and it hasn't taken full root yet. Therefore, the gift is stagnant. It can't function with fluency because there's no rich word in you. Consistently, by confessing the word and meditating on it day and night, that you will make your way prosperous and you would have good success. So what I'm trying to do here now, when I'm about to prophesy, God is about to change the soil of your heart from impoverished soil to enriching the soil of your heart, that when the seed of the word goes in, it will germinate quickly. Because the time is at hand. You're trying to do your gift, but you don't have no word. And the word will change your mentality. It will change your attitude about everything. For the word is quick and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of even the thoughts and the intents of your mind. And if you got a great mind, God has given you something that can expand it. It is his word. You won't worry about the devil doing stuff to you. If you start meditating and confessing the word day and night, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Glory to God. But we have a poor heart soil that is not dwelt in richly because we haven't enriched it with meditation and confession. Ah, thank you, God. But God is about to change that even as I speak. Glory to God. God is about to change your fallow ground, your stony heart, your wayside heart, your non-engaged heart, to a heart that can feel. He is going to take out the stone, hallelujah, and place a heart of flesh in there, that when he breathes on you, you will begin to sense that he's trying to move you in a different direction. And God is going to do something deeper in the soil of your heart, because the gifts need to work from heart soil that has been enriched through the word of God. Glory to God. You're going to see things happen like you've never seen at the end of this year. And even as we move into the new year, as the word increases in your heart, the richness of that soil is going to begin to cause the gifts to move with even more accuracy and fluency. Because the gifts are not supposed to operate independent of the richness in your heart. Ooh, thank you, God. So I want you to say, God, change my heart. Make it ever true. Change my heart. May I be like you. For you are the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me now. And this is what I'm praying. I got too many years I've wasted. I got too much stuff I've been worried about. I haven't really confessed the word. I haven't given you my heart soil. I allowed other things to filter in, glory to God. Even weeds are growing now in my soil. I've got briars in it. I thought the curse was broken. And the earth shall now bring forth thorns and thistles. And there's thorns and thistles in my heart. Even when I try to love, hallelujah, it hurts me. Even when I try to trust, it stops me. Even when I try to embrace something new, something is going on in my heart. But God told me to tell you, and this is my message tonight. The gifts can't function if you don't have the right heart. But God is about to pump something in your heart that's going to change the way you move and have your being. God is about to put something inside of you that's going to begin to manifest the gifts. Hallelujah. And the gifts will elevate and start functioning like you've never seen before. Can the church say amen? I don't know who I'm preaching to, but God told me your season has just changed. Who I'm talking to, but your season has just changed with this word tonight. As you meditate on the word, you're going to see growth coming out of your heart, glory to God, like you've never seen before. And out of the heart that looks like Jesus' heart, you're going to begin to function in the gifts like never before with accuracy and precision. Glory to God. And I need you on my team, the gifted ones, even the ones who don't know what your gift looks like. Just say, I'm gifted, Bishop, and I'm ready to work. And if you got a gift inside of you, Jesus is in you, you have a gift. And if you just give it over to him, he's going to start working in your life to will and to do it in his good pleasure. Can the church say amen? Amen. So we have gifts, and then we have gifts of service, and then we also have those gifts that work. The workings, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Spiritual gifts are very important to God. Let's talk about gifts and service unto the Lord. God says gifts are in divine enablements to attach spiritual value to the accomplishment of your physical task within the body of Christ. I'll slow it down. Notice what I said. Your service, enhanced by gifts, is the divine enablement of God to attach spiritual value to the accomplishment of physical tasks. Spiritual value is going to be attached to your physical task. Spiritual value, as God causes you to accomplish your physical task, value is going to come to the motion, the process. When you're able to say God did it, I know that I'm here, but I'm functioning way over there, up here. I'm here now. I know me. I'm here. But right now I'm functioning way up here. The distance between the two is God. And when we give acknowledgement to the talents, you don't have to give God a lot of glory. I just thank God for my mama. Thank God my mama took me to get piano lessons. I appreciate my mama. Yeah. Deuces. And you know, God is good. But when you work in the gifts now, you got to start acknowledging him lest he starts choking it out. You have to acknowledge that the distance between what you do, who you are, and where you're functioning, the distance between the two is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Glory to God. And we got to have a true assessment of who we are. I'm talking about that one that strips down and know what you look like in the mirror. That one. The one when nobody else is around that you're looking at. Not what people see or what you project, but the one that you know, the one that has bad breath in the morning, the one that need to give God thanks for Q-tips, the one that don't have understanding to get mad at the drop of a dime. Yet God is causing you to function at another level. The distance between the two is the anointing and the gift that he put in you. And all he wants you to do is give him homage and acknowledge the fact, this is not me, it is God. The miracle signs and wonders that are following my word is coming as a result of God working in me. The one who brought me here is causing this to happen. The one that's no name. You don't know his name. You never heard his name. I'm going to give you his name. Jehovah Jireh. Come on, he's my provider. Jehovah Nisi. He's my banner. When I don't know who I'm supposed to identify with, I can call Nisi and he shows up. Jehovah Shalom. I should have been dead and lost my mind, but he is my peace. Glory to God. All he wants you to do is acknowledge who he is when there's a distance between your ability and what God can do. Glory to God. So divine enablements come to you through the gift to attach. Notice, to attach spiritual value to the accomplishment of your physical task. God wants to put physical, spiritual value. He wants to put spiritual value on your accomplishment of doing what you do naturally. Thank you, Lord. Let me help you. That means he's got to change our heart soil, because remember that the word of God is supposed to dwell in our hearts richly.
We interrupt this broadcast for a very important message.
Men, get ready for the premier men's conference of 2022. January 7th and 8th are the dates for the Straight Up Alpha.
Straight Up Alpha.
Men's Advance Reloaded Men's Conference with your conference host, Bishop Merton L. Clark.
An alpha male is described as being the most dominant, powerful, or assertive man in a particular group.
At this conference, you'll learn how to be more dominant in decreeing and declaring blessings over your family.
Straight Up Alpha.
You'll discover how to become more powerful as a prayer warrior.
Straight Up Alpha.
And realize how to become more assertive in sharing your faith and becoming the alpha male God intended you to be. All sessions for the conference will be held on the ministry campus of Truth Revealed International Ministries, located at 2838 Palm Bay Road in Palm Bay, Florida. Straight Up Alpha.
Straight Up Alpha.
The Men's Advance Reloaded Men's Conference, presented by the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, with your conference host, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Friday, January 7th, and Saturday, January 8th, 2022. For more information and to register for this conference, go to truthrevealed.org.
Straight Up Alpha.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. What you doing for New Year's Eve? Don't have any plans? Now you do.
Bishop Merton L. Clark and Trim Nation invite you to the only New Year's Eve celebration that will launch you into your net. This is your invite to Ignite 2022, Friday night, December 31st at 9 p.m. This New Year's Eve praise party starts with powerful praise and worship, followed by a relevant and electrifying word from the modern-day prophet, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Ignite 2022 will have you releasing what happened in this year and ready to receive everything that God has for you in 2022. The site for this New Year's Eve worship experience is at Truth Revealed International Ministries, 2838 Palm Bay Road in Palm Bay, Florida. Doors open at 8 with the praise party starting at 9. Get there early to make sure you have a seat. CDC guidelines will be enforced and face masks are mandatory. Bishop Merton L. Clark and Trim Nation invite you to the only New Year's celebration that will launch you into your net. Ignite 2022, Friday night, December 31st at 9 p.m. Doors open at 8 with the praise party starting at 9 p.m. We want to see everybody in the place. How many bodies? Everybody. Bye.
would like to take a moment to wish you a very Merry Christmas. During this season, we will be celebrating hope, peace, love, and joy. I pray that all four of these would fill your life in every way this Christmas and beyond. I am grateful to God for each and every one of you. This Christmas, as in all previous years, we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. Without Christ's presence among us, we would be totally lost. Through Christ's presence working within us, with us, through us, and for us, we're being healed, transformed, reconciled, and made whole. I pray you have a fantastic Christmas.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. Now, for your physical copy of today's message, Assess Your Spiritual Gifts, when you write or email us, use reference number 2110-2707. That's 2110-2707. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In this season, please make sure that you make room for Jesus. Merry Christmas.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.